You listen to the Jason Greger Show presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits, go to gamesense.ab.ca.
Dave, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty okay. I mean, my concussion's been bothering me again. We were talking about that earlier, but my beard is on and intact.
Yeah, it's a little different. And, a little different than mine.
Yeah. When you get old, men look distinguished with the gray.
Yeah. Jason. Well, I didn't really have a problem with it. It was just, I got it given to me as a gift kind of for my birthday here lately as a joke, and I'd been sitting around for a month, and let's try it. Yeah.
The joke was on you.
I should have read the fine print. Like, I read the instructions. Like, I'm like, well, they sell this over the, you know, whatever. I just read how to do it, right? Yeah. So you mix all the things together, whatever. I didn't read the fine print until afterwards. It said, this product, you make sure you should put it on your forearm skin for 24 hours to ensure you don't have a reaction. I'm like, well, that'd have been good to notice before I put it all over my face. So. Yeah, first time that I've been clean shaven down to the wood on my face anyway in a long time.
Yeah, you're doing pretty well there too with that beard. It was some good work.
Yeah, it comes in. So, but now I have to start over again. So
very good.
We'll see. But you know what? It's like anything. Once I get used to being clean shaven, because I never used to have a beard. I used to hate it.
Yeah.
And so we'll see if
it's cold. It's cold now. I did it once.
Well, that is true. You know what? That's probably true. Like I would never go, like I never had this is the biggest bushy beard I've had since COVID. Yeah. But usually I just have 4 days and I trim it 5 days. It's easier to trim it than shave it.
It's true.
I find, you don't get any ingrown hairs or any of that crap. So it's a little easier. Now, what are we doing today? We got some surprise here.
Okay,
what is this?
Yeah, we are doing surprises today. So it is Advent calendar season coming up here with the holidays. And there's lots of them out there. There's whiskey ones, there's wine ones, there's gin ones that are out there and so on, and lots of different beer ones from different brands. But we've been putting together our own, craft adventure pack, Beermas pack, we call it sometimes, for years. And it's a top seller. It's a really fun thing all the time. This year, I think we've got at least half a dozen out of the 24 that you won't find anywhere else in Alberta. And a few that are super, super rare, so you can't find them anywhere else, or you won't find them for very long because they don't just give them out to the stores like that. So there's some great stuff. And, being it's an adventure, the whole idea is to, open something and you get surprised and you have a beer a day through the month of December. So, got six beers here for us to try.
Okay.
I don't even know what's in these things.
All right.
They're hidden from me. So we're going to go blind with these and try them out.
All right.
And just kind of like the surprise we get there. But I'm not going to tell anybody what they are because that's a secret to find out if you buy the pack there.
Oh, so we're not going to say what they are. It's like I'm drinking them with the brown still on.
That's right. We're going to taste them. We're going to
And I'm going to see if I know what kind of beer it is.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's
we're
go.
Put your skills to the test here.
It's going
to
be a big fail.
Yeah.
Big fail for me, I would think.
Well, we'll see how I'm going to feel today, too. So it could be entertaining. Steven may be putting us up for a failure here. I don't know. No.
Does he know what's in them?
Well, he knows what's in them, but he doesn't know where they are.
It's like we're drinking in a park. Oh. And it's like a brown bag.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're starting dark. We're starting dark here, apparently.
All right.
Okay. All right. There we go.
I'm going to guess this is a stout.
I'm going to guess this is a stout also.
I'm not that inexperienced to know that the...
That's right.
Although you did teach me that this, now I don't know for sure if it's an ale or a lager, because I did learn this year that you actually can have dark lagers, something that I did not know.
This is
correct.
This is definitely a stout. And it smells like it's a bit of a big stout, too. It might have a little bit of a higher alcohol content.
Whoo! A little coffee in there, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little coffee in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, for somebody who doesn't like coffee, any sense of coffee, I can tell you that's a coffee something.
There you go. All right. Look at Steven. Steven was trying to sneak
that
one past
you. He's trying to screw me over, Steven. That's what he's trying to do.
He's trying to sneak one past you there.
Yeah, okay.
But there you go.
Yeah, well, you open one, I'll open one at the same time.
There you go.
Run out of time.
See what's happening here.
All right. The other thing that, when people come into Sherbrooke, they're going to get the, how many are in the pack?
24.
So it's 24 pack.
24, yeah.
And it's is it all Canadian beers? Is it all around the world?
All Canadian beers.
What is it? All Canadian beers?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they we'll get them out. We'll have them out next Wednesday at both locations.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to need it by December 1st.
We got a big party going on at the store to get them built up over the weekend. We're going to have a good time with that.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll see. I'm curious. And it so because we have people already texting in wondering, do you know, like, can you buy a lager one, an ale, or are they all mixed at once?
They're all mixed at once. Okay. Yeah, so you're going to get a mix of stuff. Now, what we also do is we do help people curate their own packs, which is also fun. So we get lots of people to do that as well over the years, or they have a good time with their friends.
So they can make their own pack.
Come on in. We will help you put one together.
So basically, you know that you want to get 24 because you're like, I don't like stouts. Exactly. I don't want any stouts.
Yeah. Mm. You can come in and we'll help you curate one exactly for that kind of thing.
Well, the second one is a little bit lighter.
Yeah. Ooh, that's got a really malty backbone to it.
Very much so. Mm. Oh, geez.
Oh, that's got some flavor.
That is very different. I was not expecting that.
I was not either. That's it's kind of fun.
I don't think I've ever tasted a beer like that. Definitely not on this show.
I don't even know what that is.
I have no. You're the expert. You don't even know what it is. Okay, good. Because I was like, wow, I can't describe that at all. Mm-hmm. So, that's a real good mix. All I know is that the can is silver.
The can has got some silver on it. Yeah. So does mine. Yeah. Funny about that. Okay. And third one here. It's a little bit darker in the body, right?
God, now I want to know what it is.
Okay, that one tastes like a classic sort of lager, like a Czech lager style kind of thing, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, don't show anybody.
Yeah, I won't show anybody, but I want to see what it is for myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the one we just had.
Now, when you say, what is the biggest difference between Czech beers and Canadian beers?
Well, I think that, it really comes down to, the malting, the malt process they have it, and then the brewing and so forth. You'll find that the Czech and the European ones, always they have a very similar kind of really great, bitter start and nice clean finish to them. And this is what we're getting out of this one. And it's a little bit darker too, so sometimes we see that in almost box-style beers and things like that. So,
like, if you had to pick, is there a country like Belgium, Czech, like, is there one that you would say historically they are the best beer producing country?
Well, Belgium historically is kind of the kings of,
they're the
of
kings
all
of
that
beers.
Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And they know how to make beer there. It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah,
so this one here is clearly a hazy one.
Yeah, like a hazy pale ale.
Yeah. Ooh, oh yeah. That's full of tropical fruit notes.
Oh yeah, that tastes really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's top notch. Top notch.
So for anybody out there, if you're going to get this, you're going to get a wide range. And what's cool about it is you have one, you can pour it into two glasses,
this is perfect
by yourself
sure.
or you want to share it, because you'll get to try a lot of beers you might not have tried. Because that's the one thing as I got older I found, I like trying beers I never tried. Because worst case scenario, even the worst beer, I always like to say that it's like pizza. There's no such thing as bad pizza.
That's right. And this gives you an opportunity to try something you probably wouldn't try before, mm-hmm. and you might find something you really like out of it. So it's a super fun way to do it, and we post stuff on it every day as they get open, so we can, you'll find out what it was and a little bit about the history of it.
So there are, everybody's would be in the same order.
Everybody's in the exact same order. Yeah, we're all going through at the same time.
Okay.
Right. You bet. All right. Ooh, that one's got some color to it.
Well, it looks like the last one looks like it might be a little pink lemonade-ish.
Looks like it's got a little bit of fruit in that, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. There we go. Oh my God, do the pink one and tell me what you smell. Because it tastes way better than it smells. I'm going to say that.
It does. It does taste.
Like it smelled almost funky.
Well, it is kind of a sour style, so the sours will have some of that funk aroma to it. Yeah, it's got a little bit of that funk to it. It's almost got like a wine kind of aspect to it,
Yeah, it's kind of pink.
It's interesting. It's refreshing.
It is a very different type of beer, David.
Very different type of beer.
Very different type of beer.
There we go. And last but not least.
Now, this just looks like a classic, nice, old clean, school, crisp lager.
Nice, clean color again. Oh, but it's got a nose to it. That's pretty hoppy.
Yeah, well, we should remind everybody, when you do this, make sure that you swirl it first to get a bigger glass, and you take you inhale with your mouth open. It makes a massive difference for understanding the taste and the flavor of your beer.
Sure does. That is a big pale ale or a big IPA of sorts. That's got a ton of that. But a nice, like, it's a West Coast style where it's nice and clear. See that? Whereas, you know, these hazies are typically IPAs also, but, you know, they're very different. They're very fruity, or this is one of those really big, bitter, pine, resinous
And now, would most of these beers in here be available year-round?
No, most of them are, like, super limited edition.
And really?
So we'll have we'll typically have some on the shelves afterwards for a little bit, but, you know, once they're gone, they're gone. Yeah, and there's, you know, we have a limited amount of them every year. We've, you know, we do a pre-sale.
So this is really for the beer aficionado who wants to try a lot of different worldly beers in the month of December.
Absolutely, yeah. And so we do pre-sales earlier on in the year through, you know, for people through our through
so
our
people
Shirtburg
have already
club.
Bought these?
We've got a ton of people who have already bought, yeah.
And how many do you make?
We probably have an extra about 140, 150 to sell, I think, right now.
Okay.
And, you know, we're usually right around 500 we build.
500 of them?
Yeah.
And you wrap them all yourself? Do you have, like, a machine that wraps them?
No, we've got a beautiful box it's all branded. It's got holes in the front, punch it in. You can punch a hole in it, pick your can out, and away to go. And so we've got some ones from our last branding stuff that we you know, we sell to people to help you build your own advent calendars if you want to do that. It's a great opportunity.
All right. Well, check it out. I will say that the last one might have been my favorite one, funny enough.
That was a good one, yeah. That hazy was really nice.
The hazy was actually very fruity. Very fruity. So I like it. Good all stuff. Fun. So from ales, lagers, stouts, you will have some different some fruity
looks like
beers.
Some sours in there.
Oh, yeah. You need the sours.
Bit of everything.
Maybe they should put that popsicle sour in there. Woo. That was very popular.
That was one of your favorites. Yeah.
I had a party with my friends and gave them all, like, we split it between six, and they're just like, oh, my God, this is really good. But that first sip, that is one of the most sour beers I've ever had. That first sip knocks you, and you're just like, what? It's like anybody out there, you know, one of those super sour candies, and you put it in your
totally
mouth, and your eyes are almost watering, but then you like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of how that was.
Those big suckers.
Yeah, right? We went back and bought a 4-pack of it. It's really good.
Yeah. Right on.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Great stuff, man. What's your thoughts on the orders tonight?
Oh, yeah. It's a tough one. I mean, they're riding high on some stuff, so you kind of hope that maybe they'll pull something out a little bit. It was good to see.
Get to win three in a row.
Three in a row. It was good to see. You know, so it was fantastic last night, I thought. Yeah. I mean, the whole team was fantastic for a good chunk of the last night. So. Yeah, it's they keep that rolling tonight. It'll be great.
And it looks like the last game without Zach Hyman. Zach Hyman should be returning Saturday against the Carolina Hurricanes. Will not be going tonight, but Regula's in, Tomasic's in, and it looks like Howard and Emerson are coming out. Also, the goalies are switching. Pickard comes in, and he could use a win for sure. funny enough, Jet Greaves has started 3 games in 4 nights, so he's starting again tonight. So we'll find out in the next hour from Aaron Porcelain what's up with that, because the first 14 games of the year, him and Elvis Mizler,